But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
It used to be a big-time star was elegant as Garb or Hedy Lamarr.
But now we get like Jenny Lou.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm
Dave Licious.
You are Joseph Gillette, Erdo, Chris the Dish,
yay,
Eric the Indecisive, and Kathleen the Beautiful. And Family Guy is one of my favorite TV shows.
Mine too.
It really
is. It's absolutely hilarious. And of course, we're bleeping a lot of the lyrics here, but this is the Family Guy, the extended theme from Family Guy, and we are absolutely...
Didn't that go over there on TV? What are you bleeping? I don't get it.
Well, it makes it more interesting to
people. It does, but...
Is it bleeped on TV?
It is not bleeped on TV, but you would not let me play it. I'll tell you off the air what they're saying.
Oh, is it bad?
But actually, yeah. You know, it's funny because have you ever seen on that late night show where they do, what do they call it, unnecessary censorship?
Yeah.
It really makes things look a lot more interesting.
And we're gonna play, actually, the next song that's in the lineup is the freaking FCC from Family Guy. Okay. And that one, they really go, you know, all out. But we are absolutely honored to have the star of Family Guy, Peter Griffin. How are you, Peter? Good morning.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm so happy you guys had me on today. I really appreciate it.
Incredible! My favorite TV show, and it's Peter.
How's Lois? How's Lois today?
Well, I really don't care how Lois is, to be honest with you. She's doing whatever she does. Chris is doing some fat stuff. I'm just Stewie's doing, you know, whatever babies do, you know, and. Well, I don't care about Meg. Let's be honest. No one cares. No one cares about Meg.
We don't either. We don't like her. She's ugly.
No, she's horrible.
And you know, Peter, I understand that you have some of your other friends there. One of my favorite friends of yours. He's quite a pervert. Glenn Quagmire. Glenn, are you with us, too?
I'm here. Just knocking at the back door. Giggity, giggity,
Nice. And of course, Joe Swanson. Joe.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me roll up to the microphone here. Can you hear me? Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We hear you, Joe. We hear you. Have you arrested?
Yeah, we're good.
Have you arrested anyone notable lately?
Well, there was this guy who was peeping in on chicks and doing some sort of giggity noise. We arrested that pervert.
Oh, that was me, Joe.
You know what? Sorry, Glenn. I apologize.
And
no, that was just Glenn.
And, you know, someone who used to have their own show, but it was promptly canceled because it wasn't getting the ratings. I think it was because he was brown. Of course, I'm talking about Cleveland Brown. Cleveland, how are you?
Hey, listen, my show was fantastic. It just didn't have a plot line that included any of the characters that people wanted to hear. That's the problem.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know what? And I'll let all of our listeners in on a little secret. This is not... Seth MacFarlane. It is Justin Ruppels from First Impressions. Thank you so much for joining us, Justin.
Hey, woo-hoo. My pleasure. I will take Seth's paycheck, though, if you want to send it on over. I'll be happy to.
You're going to double. You are so talented. You're going to make a lot more than that. Can you do Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, can you do Seth MacFarlane?
Well, I think I'm doing Seth MacFarlane right now. That's basically the unfortunate part. That's kind of how I sound.
That's true. Amazing.
Just a quarter of the wealth.
Now, of course, First Impressions is a show we've been talking about it the last few weeks. It's on Tuesday nights on the USA Network, and we've had a couple of their contestants on before. Both of them won. We don't know your fate yet, but your episode airs this coming Tuesday night, correct?
That is correct. We have some unbelievable contestants on, and Kevin Nealon is on. So it is back to Hans and Franz, which is the greatest moment of my life, is to see Hans and Franz on stage together. So that's beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, that's
absolutely
true. Cause, yeah.
Well, that was Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey's
too, right?
There as well. He's one of the regular
judges.
Right.
That's right. Very funny. Wow. So what's this experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been out of body, and that's apropos, considering that's literally what I do, is put myself out of my own body. So I've had to put myself into other characters just to completely check out of Justin Ruppel. Justin couldn't take this. It's too much for him. That's why Norm MacDonald can take it. Justin can't. You know?
And speaking of Norm MacDonald, then, you know, I loved Norm, the TV show. He was great on Saturday Night Live. And
he's great. Yeah. Oh, wow. What a compliment, yeah? All right.
Excellent.
That's great. That's great. And you, so, of course, you do a lot of the characters from Family Guy, but you do a lot of you're great at these other celebrities as well. Now, we had someone on a couple weeks ago. I think Ryan Goldscher gave us his Mark Wahlberg impression. We'd love to hear yours.
Yeah. Seriously? He has a problem. He's always out of breath. Now that he's out of breath, he's always, hey, don't laugh. Did you see a tattoo? No, you didn't. It was out of theater. It's too quick. You didn't see that. Say hi to your mother for me, all right? All right, cool.
That is good.
Yeah,
that is really good.
And can you do Ted, too?
Well, here's the problem. Ted just sounds like Peter, except with a little slightly deeper voice. So this is Peter Griffin? Ted. Peter Griffin? Ted. See how they're different? They're totally different.
Wow!
That's hysterical.
And so, since you do the Family Guy voices so well, have you seen every episode? Are you a huge fan of that? Or
I am beyond huge fan. I mean, I might as well be Herbert just watching from outside on every episode.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to see right here.
Just it's horrible. It's my family and friends cannot take it. I do have a couple friends who will pay me to just talk like Peter Griffin throughout the day and narrate their lives for them. It gets a little old for the rest of my friends, but it was funny that one day, walking to the store, buying a pack of gum, Mike pays for it in a dollar. You know, so that's pretty fun.
Are you married? Are you single?
I am married. I've been with my wife for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Good for you.
Since we were little babies, you know, tiny little babies. little radio.
Well, the reason I asked is I was wondering, because we were talking earlier in the show about me using pickup lines in a bar crawl, and I think how hilarious it would be for you to go up to women and just talk to them like Peter Griffin, like, you know what, it doesn't matter. That's just the way it is.
Well, you know what? I like that you have sweater kittens. Yeah, they're tiny little cats that you keep in your sweater. I appreciate them. Also, I like the texture of your hair. It's coarse, like sandpaper. Is that a good compliment? I think your hair's like sandpaper.
Wow, he's just amazing. And once again, we are speaking with Justin Ruppel's First Impressions, and the show airs on the USA Network. You can see him this Tuesday night. It's amazing.
And if you can't wait, one of my favorite is 25 Voices in Stoner Mode.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Well, that was for it was for Doug Benson. Doug Benson is the king of all things marijuana related, and so he had a crowd of 300 people, so I figured I would do all of my characters their first time trying medicinal pot.
I loved it.
It was a lot of fun. Definitely trying to hear, you know, any one of them was fun. Did you have a favorite? I'll replicate it for you.
Actually, just surprise us and have the guys here who haven't seen this YouTube video. Let's have them guess. Go for it.
All right. Here we go. Oh, my God. This is the craziest bong I have ever seen. Holy cow! I'm high! I'll bring it down. Sorry. I was screaming for a second. That's too much. That's more like cocaine.
Is that Nixon? No, Richard Nixon?
No, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Oh, it's definitely Richard Nixon. Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Al Pacino. Yeah, actually, come to think of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That is funny.
I know that Dave loves Vince Vaughn. Well, maybe not like that, but Vince Vaughn.
I'm a fan.
Yes.
All right, here's Vince Vaughn doing it. All right. Hey, you know what you guys got going here? You know what you got going here? This is way too strong, okay? The last time I tried marijuana was like 1985 or 87, and that stuff came with twists and sticks and stuff like that. This stuff is coming like out of a wax thing. You're hitting it with a blowtorch. This is way too much. You know what I'm talking about? I think we just go to Vegas. We get a couple drinks. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we'll go out see some beautiful babies. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you nailed him. That is good.
That is so good.
Wow,
so
you are super talented. Now, do you play at other places? I mean, do you like the improv or, you know, some of the...
Not every one of the talented people on this show comes from the same background, but I am a touring stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I've been doing these characters on stage for about a decade, and you keep adding to the arsenal.
Wow.
Every time someone comes into the lexicon and you're like, oh, like TJ Miller with Deadpool.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know, he just came in and nobody does him. And I'm the only one, I think, who currently does. Somebody will do him just a week after I do it. And that's the problem with impressions, is everybody picks up and hears each other. But like, I was the only one to do that right now, and a few others. It's fun to be a part of that chase. Yeah. You know, who can we do next?
Well, and especially TJ Miller, like you said, Deadpool, so big. The movie is excellent. And,
Yeah. Of
course, there's a lot of lines, probably 95% of the lines you can't say on the air, but do you have any lines from Deadpool that TJ Miller says that you would be able to say?
You look like an avocado. Had intercourse with an uglier avocado. That's what happened. Hey, seriously, I'm just going to get some pudding out of the fridge. And if it's not the non-fat pudding, I will end anybody who touched my pudding. I swear to God. I swear.
And you know, we're a movie-themed show. We celebrate movies. In the last hour, we celebrated The Lobster. And I think that one of my favorite characters of yours has to be a little guy who, not a little guy, he's quite a guy who's got a role in a movie called Taken. Do you have that entire monologue memorized?
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I don't know who you are, and I don't have any money. But what I do have is a very particular set of skills. And I will use those skills to find you and kill you.
There it is. I think that's it. I actually did a movie with him, and I asked him if he was going to do Taken 4.
Really?
Oh.
And he said, God, I hope not. That was... what... I really can't keep track of my family at that point. You know, four movies. And I said, what would that movie even be like? And they would just be like, we have your daughter again. I don't know who you are, but I'm very busy right now. So if you wouldn't mind hanging on to her for a bit, I'd appreciate that. I've got some other things to do. I'm busy being God on Zeus.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So, and again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Justin Ruppels. The TV show is called First Impressions, Tuesday nights on the USA Network. You got to check his episode out this coming Tuesday. And, I mean, you do all these different voices. We haven't even touched on half of them. But I'm curious, since we did talk about The Lobster, and can you do Colin Farrell at all? It's okay if you can't. I'm just curious.
Well, here's the problem. If you're looking at me, Colin Farrell's a lot better, you know, because Colin Farrell, actually, if you want to do Colin Farrell, you have to take away if you take away his Irish accent, this is how he sounds.
Yeah.
Hey, Colin Farrell. Yeah, what's up? Hey, how's it going? That's kind of, and he always chews gum when he does an American accent.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. That's how he gets rid of the Irish. But the Irish would be hearts, moons, yellow stars. I think it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's great. It's Ricky Gervais insulting would be, what? Did you hear that? It's the worst impression I've ever had. I can't believe he's doing it. He's doing it on national radio. It's horrible.
Wow. And, you know, last week we had on, someone on who was doing the voice of Stifler's mom, of course,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
oh, yeah, Rusty. Rusty Sarhan.
Very, very talented, Rusty is. And I understand you do another, because Dave's favorite movies is American Pie. He loves that scene.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Oh, God,
four.
Yeah.
And, of course, you do another character from that film.
Hi, Eugene Levy here. Jim,
I want to talk to you a bit about touching things. You know, I did a fair bit of touching things when I was your age. We didn't do it with baked goods. So.
Oh, that's good. So where are you going to be? Do you ever come to Phoenix? Some of the comedy clubs?
I will. You know what? That is, there's a couple of clubs out there that I've gotten some contacts from. I wanted to wait until all the episodes premiere and see if we can and make a nice big sweep of it. I've been out. My cousin goes to school at ASU. The Comedy Spot and the Improv are both wonderful clubs I've been at a couple times. And I am heading back out on the road as of June, the second the episode airs. I'm heading to Auburn, California, then Reno, Nevada, and then back up to Seattle, where I'm originally from. So.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, next time you're here in Phoenix, please reach out to us here at Breakthrough Entertainment and KPHX. We'd love to have you in studio, and you know, I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun.
Dude, it would be great. And you just keep coming up with more voices. I will match them for you, I promise. You, if you find any new ones, you're like, that guy's got to be the code breaker.
Yeah.
You send it on over.
Oh, and you know, and my, for a while, my ringtone was from the movie Tusk. Do you remember that movie?
Oh yeah,
and so I'm gonna play the ringtone, and we'll see if you're able to. Yeah, because that's Al Pacino, right? Of course.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up.
He's just been thinking about it ever since you did Al's voice.
I know exactly because you did the hoo-ah. You know.
Listen, I appreciate that. That is very nice. It's down there for you. All right, there we go.
Oh, what does he say? Something about margaritas. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
I don't remember. It was too long ago for me to be recalling. Now,
well, and so before we let this segment end, we have to ask you one more time, as Peter Griffin, a reminder, you're talking to Breakthrough Entertainment, KPHX 1480 AM. Peter Griffin, what is your favorite radio show and station?
Well, I have to tell you, Peter Griffin says Breakthrough Radio, and you said the call letters. Hold on, let me go ahead and say it.
KPHX 1480, Peter.
KPHX 1480, Breakthrough Entertainment. That is Peter Griffin's number one radio. I love Breakthrough.
Oh, excellent. Well,
oh, you're fantastic.
Tune in for Justin Ruppels on First Impressions this coming Tuesday night on the USA Network. Thank you so much, Justin. Enjoy the rest of your
weekend. My pleasure. It's my pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much, Justin.
And of course, this is Peter, the real Peter Griffin, the real Stewie, and the real Brian the Dog singing Freakin' FCC from Family Guy.
You know, it's just one long beep.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of beeping in there. It's a lot of profanity.
Freakin' FCC.
Man, this is Breakthrough. Oh, I can't do it like he can. He's fantastic. This guy was great.
I know.
Let's get him at the Laugh Factory, right?
We know, yes, we need to get him there.
Yeah.
Order in the troops.
I mean.
Baby with a brain. Everybody. Take a lesson.
I wonder what the beeps are. Anyway, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment. Not quite saying it like Peter Griffin. However, we are on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
With your...
Because you can't say... So they sent this little warning, they're prepared to do their worst. And they stuck it in your mailbox, hoping you could be coerced.
I can think of quite another place they should have stuck it first.
They may just be neurotic, or possibly psychotic. They're the fellas at the freaking FCC.